the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com. Next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Following Mountain Home's 44-39 victory over Van Buren tonight here at Claire Bates Arena. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game for all your plumbing needs. Call the plumber number at 425-4868. And we'll give it to Lakin Moore. She was our leading scorer with 13 points and probably did play the best out of everyone tonight.
Yeah, you know, you always talk about ugly wins better than a pretty loss, right? And yes. That was kind of that second half after that first 14-0 run that we had. Was a tough game, but Lakin helped get us jump-started for the night. She had 9 of the first 14 points, I believe, for us, and helped us get going early, which that lead was able to hang on and kind of let us breathe easier, I guess, down the stretch there as the Lady Bombers, and Lakin had a really good game.
She was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Amelia Rucker ended up with 11 this evening, also for Mountain Home. 5 each for Parker Husky and Whitten Coleman. 3 each for Cameron Mullen and Lauren Waymeyer, and 2 each for Bailey Rittenberg and Anna McCarn. For Van Buren, they had one player in double figures. That was Aspen Cohn with 10 points off the bench. 8 on the night for both J.C. Odom and Carter Myers. 7 for Holly Ming. 4 for Cameron Schmidt, and 2 for Kaylee Barber. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Mountain Home led from the moment they took the first lead. Rebound to Van Buren did out-rebound Mountain Home tonight by a count of 20-18. Turnovers, Van Buren ended up with 16, and Mountain Home had 14 on the night. So with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 15-11 on the season, 6-4 in the 5A West. And Van Buren will fall to 12-13 overall and 4-6 in the league. So it was that was a big win to put us 2 games ahead of Van Buren.
Yep, it was. You know, and this was a week we were coming into. We had 4 games in a week, 4 games in 7 days with the makeup games that we had. And the Lady Bombers had a goal of going 3-1, had a chance to go 4-0 if we could have closed out that Siloam game. But to be able to go on the road at Greenbrier when you didn't play so good, to be able to go on the road at Van Buren in a tough environment and get wins, that's a huge step for the Lady Bombers. And, you know, we're up right now. We're at 6-4 in conference. Van Buren is at 4-6 in the conference. And we have the tiebreaker on them. So that means they have to jump us, get ahead of us a whole game in order to get in. So that means we got 4 games left, the Lady Bombers. If they go 1-3, that puts us at 7. That means Van Buren's going to have to go 4-0. They still got Siloam. They still got Russellville. They've still got 2 of the top 4 teams in the conference. Now the Lady Bombers do too. We've got Greenbrier or Greenwood, and we've got Russellville Tuesday night, and Greenwood coming up that next Friday. Yep. However, we also play the two worst teams in the league right now in standings-wise, which Greenbrier, who gave us trouble the other night, and then at Alma. So if the Lady Bombers can win 2 games, you pretty much have put this away, that they're not going to be able to beat you. But what we hope happens is we kind of seal this thing up before those last 2 games happen and get a win at Russellville.
So, again, Mount Tom gets a five-point victory in this girls' matchup, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We're going to come back to you in about 2 minutes to start the boys' portion of our doubleheader. Again, Mount Tom's girls defeat to Van Buren 44-39. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Bank anytime, anywhere on your mobile phone with the Farmers and Merchants Bank's Me Banking mobile app. If you're not already leveraging digital banking options, there's no better time to start than now. You can access account information, bank statements, deposit checks, transfer funds, and send money to anyone, no matter